guys, for the important, very clear words. And I'd like to also join the acknowledgement that we are meeting on unceded Wurundjeri Woiwurrung land, and acknowledge the deep connection between always having that in the forefront of our mind and the topics that we're discussing here today. So I'm here as a member of Anti-Zionism Australia, and I'll tell you a little bit about our little organization or a little group. Really, we're not really defined in any clear way, at least not yet. We're more like a collective of activists that got together last year after we realized that in our view, there needs to be another voice that supports all of the existing strong voices within the excellent Palestine movement that has really been the one ray of light in the last couple of years of darkness. But we also realize the increasing attacks on the basic legitimacy to stand up against Zionism as an ideology and as a practice. We know that there is a lot of Jewish anti-Zionist organizing, and some of us in Anti-Zionism Australia are either identify as Jewish or come from Jewish background. But we wanted to organize against anti-Zionism in a way that doesn't seek its legitimacy from Judaism. Because in a way, while that is very important and we support, and we have some of our members are also active in groups such as Loud Jewish Collective and Jewish Council of Australia, there is also, if we only talk about anti-Zionism from a sort of a quote-unquote Jewish perspective, we really sort of play into the idea that Zionism is an inner Jewish matter, whereas it's really not. And even though I came from that from a Jewish cultural background, my position on Zionism doesn't come from Judaism; it comes from humanism, and it comes from my overall sort of politics and ethics. So I guess that's the little nuance, and what we want to bring is really to help keep the anti-Zionism as a movement and as a voice alive and strong, and also to bring more education and understanding of what is anti-Zionism and the history of Zionism from the anti-Zionist perspective. So I'm very happy to speak from my experience being born and raised within occupied Palestine, with all the privilege of being Jewish in that context. So I'm very happy to speak from that perspective. However, my anti-Zionism is not coming from any religious sort of context, but very much from a secular, humanist, globalist perspective. And we're going to do, and I think the main activity that we're going to do this year is a series of seminars about understanding Zionism from an anti-Zionist perspective. And it the idea came from the excellent series of seminars that Yusuf Al-Rimawi is doing of understanding Palestine, which you might be aware of. And if not, then I strongly recommend looking that up. It's run by Averos, the center. And then with Yusuf's support, we decided to sort of complement understanding Palestine with the sort of understanding Zionism. So that's going to be on Sundays, ones that don't clash with Yusuf's classes. And the first one is going to be on 29th of March. It's going to be a bit of a panel. And we also have a few international speakers that might do some seminars. So stay tuned. There's really a lot of things that I can talk to you about, but I wanted to talk to, I guess, about a couple of things. One is understanding the our objection to the hate speech laws, and I feel like the crowd here would have a very strong understanding of why it erodes democratic and due process, why it undermines anti-racism when we focus on presumed safety or feeling of safety of one group of people on the expense of other groups of people that does not add to any social coherence, and that undermines anti-racism. Anti-racism has to be a complete approach. Really, the thing is, and a big irony with the hate laws is that if you applied them equally, then Zionism should be outlawed. because Zionism, as an ideology, it is based on the idea of supremacism, that some people have inherent rights just because of their blood, and the definition of Judaism under Israeli law mirrors the one under Nazi Germany. So you need to prove to have one quarter parents Jewish, etc., and then you can get the full citizenship rights, while millions and millions of people are refugees and second, third, fourth generation refugees that are barred their basic rights. And as you know, Israel is continuing in its process of the physical and ideological erasure of Palestinians. And we see this process now spread around the world, and whether it's the physical destruction, we know that it has been enabled by not just by Israel's closest ally, but really by the global network of industry, of capitalism, and really of neocolonialism, which has its own ongoing interest to enable and normalize these processes of the dismantling of international concepts of human rights and rule of law and all of those sort of ideas and structures that came out from the Second World War. So really, we feel that a rejection of Zionism is really everyone's business, and especially at this time when there is such a strong attack on the basic right to organize in that way. And we can really see how that basic delegitimization and the same patterns of ideological attack that I remember from 20, you know, from 30 years ago when I was a teenager starting to get into activism in occupied Palestine, and we now see those same patterns again of just the slow erosion of rights. And I might just finish with something, with maybe I'll throw in a bit of controversy or just challenging idea, which is I feel like we are really trapped here. Because whenever there is a labor government, and I know that this is really the sort of topic here, it seems to be almost impossible to organize against it, because it seems like the main or the major unions are in the pocket of the Labor Party, and that gives them carte blanche to do whatever they want. And to be honest, I don't know strategically if it's right to continue to put labor over liberal in the ticket. I think in the next one I'm considering not putting any of the major parties. I think I'd rather my voice not be counted than counted to Labour. And to be honest, I don't know, I'm not convinced that politically, federally, there is an advantage for us to have Labour over Liberal, especially because of the political impact it has on stifling opposition. Because I feel like if it was a Liberal government, then the unions would have been much more on the front foot with opposing it, especially opposing the attacks on free speech. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but I thought I'll kind of throw it out. And that's my personal thought. That's not a Nazareth line or anything. So that's really my own sort of thoughts. And would happy to hear what you think of it, because I feel like we're just kind of trapped, and I don't know what is the right strategy for us to get over that labor union stifling of building a right opposition.